terrorism is an important issue for many American voters. The two major political party nominees for president have presented plans for protecting the country from the terrorist threat. Both Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton and Republican nominee Donald Trump say they want to defeat the Islamic State, or IS, terrorist group. They also both say they want to stop the radicalization of young people in the United States. Their plans for reaching their goals differ, however. Clinton says the battle against IS must include an increase in air attacks and support for local Kurdish and Arab ground forces. She also calls for finding a diplomatic solution to the civil conflicts in Iraq and Syria. She says the conflicts have helped the rise of ISIS. Clinton promises to work with U.S. allies to defeat terror networks. She says she will also work closely with the Muslim American community. And she plans to give more resources to law enforcement to help stop terrorist plots. Trump says he wants to put in place stronger border controls to stop terrorists from entering the country. Earlier in the campaign, Trump said he wanted to ban Muslims from entering the U.S. Now he says he wants to suspend emigration from some countries with a history of exporting terrorism. He also says he will establish more thorough measures for investigating foreigners seeking entrance to the United States. And Trump also wants to work more closely with Russia and moderate Arab nations. He said he does not want to oust Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Retired U.S. Army General Sidney Chaitman spoke to VOA on Skype about his support for Trump.
Donald Trump will show no leeway to ISIS. He will attack them wherever they are. And I think he's going to be more flexible with rules of engagement compared to our administration.
Retired diplomat James Jeffrey spoke to VOA on Skype about his support for Clinton.
Well, my hope is that with the attack on Mosul pending, that President Obama will deal a deadly blow to ISIS before she comes into office. But I have no doubt that she will vigorously go after ISIS's last stronghold in Raqqa.
I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.